Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, he rose up again. Who could stop him? Christ is the truth. Tell me who can stop him. In the Father's hands, tell me who can drop him. When he said it's finished, earth shook but couldn't rock him. Rose on the third, through sin in reverse. I'm covered in his blood, yeah, redeemed from the curse. Altar a life, who could measure this worth? A true life giver, real seed to your dirt. Mighty is his name, clouds bow when he stands. Power in his voice, you will break at command. Way above your thoughts, what man can understand? Legions of angels, won't you try and count the sands? He's the realest, tell me if you feel this. If the devil's sick, then Christ is the illest. Holy Spirit fire, dog who could chill it. Way above diamonds, no way you could feel it.
He rose up again with all power in his hand. Rose up again with all power in his hand. He took all sin, took all sin. But then he rose up again with all power in his hand. Death couldn't hold him, who can stop him? Death couldn't hold him, who can stop him? He rose up again. He rose up again, he rose up again with all power in his hand.
Yes, he rose up again with all power in his hands. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feed, and each and every Sunday, 5 p.m. on the west and 8 p.m. on the east. Spiritual feeding, you know, for those who just tuned in live, spiritual feeding is all about lifting your spirit. No religion, no routine. You know, the physical man has starved us long enough, and now is the time to feed your spirit and build some muscles with God's word and wisdom, making it stronger to fight back and take back your joy. Take back your peace, take back your love that God created you with. So just tune in live to us. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Or you can listen live online at www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com. And press the 1 button to be heard. I wanted to talk about Renew. And when I hear renew, I hear repent. So when you repent, you renew some things. Repenting is good for your spiritual building. And it's been good for me, like spiritual build, and to repent and say, God, forgive me for my sins. God, forgive me for going back to that situation. Or God, forgive me for acting crazy and letting people get me out of my character. You know, Lord God, forgive me. You know, and it's so important for us to repent, especially if we're talking about continue to build spiritual muscle, because your spiritual man and your physical man is at war every day. So the one that's stronger in your life, of course, is going to win. So you want to go ahead and start meditating and praying daily, every day. Meditate and pray daily, every day. It doesn't matter, you know, who's around you or what they say. You building up your spirit. You doing this for yourself. And this is going to help you in the long run, because the more you build your spirit, you start to see who around you or the things around you that you need to relinquish, that you need to remove out of your life. I mean, this is serious stuff, because even in big shout out to the Life of Prayer Prayer Church. We have me and my son visit a church today, and the pastor was talking about, you know, those people, your loved ones in your life, you know, those people that can have you coming out of character and getting upset and acting crazy because you love them. You know, we ain't really got to worry about the world. We need to worry about those who are in our lives, our spouses, our kids, the people that we lay down with and wake up with every morning, the people that we put our faith in. You know, they can actually drain our spirits. They can drain the muscle and weaken the spirit because we love them and they are close to us. So it's very important for you to pay attention to your people, places, and things. And you don't have to go off on a tangent rate and whatnot and carry on. You can just let them know, like, look, this is not working out for me, and I don't need this type of treatment in my life. And until you can do better and come better, then me and you can then start doing some things together. But right now, I can't do it. We need God so much. I mean, really, we need him so much. We need him right now and today. No matter what we go through and no matter how we may feel down or when we backslide or, you know, when we fall short of the grace of God, yes, we feel down. We feel embarrassed. We feel depressed. We feel a whole bunch of things. Like, oh, God, really? I can't believe I did that. I can't believe that I came at you like that. I can't believe that, you know, I went back to drinking and smoking and adultery and fornicating and, you know, I went back to the streets. I want to tell you guys today to pick your spirits up, feed your spirit. No matter what you're doing and how many times you go back, as many times you go back to sinning, go back to trying to live righteous. Go back and look, study the word. Go back and read the word. It's available to you guys. I want to go ahead and get into this song right here, which is, you know, I love this song, and it's Smokey Norful. It's called I Need You Now. But every time I hear this song, it just gives me another sense of appreciation and gratitude. And it helps me kind of reset myself and reset my day. So we're going to get into this song, I Need You Now by Smokey Norful. Norful, call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. And if you're listening live in the chat room, just take about 2 seconds to build a profile so you can be able to comment in the chat room as well. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Let's get into this music. Feed the spirit with the music. This is our sign of surrendering to you, oh God. We want to be free from homosexuality. We don't want to be like this, oh God. We don't want to have the lustful desires. We want to be free from fornication. We want to be free from suicide, oh God. We want to be free. I cry out for every individual that's in this room. We want to be free, oh God. You show yourself in this room, I believe. I believe the God that I read about every day, the God that I pray to, the God that I sing about. He can break chains in his spiritual realm. And God, I say, yes, you have your way. God, we welcome you in this place. We want to be free. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you. We don't want to be the same old vessel. God, we want to smell good in your presence. Dr. Charles said, we want to smell good in your presence. God, we don't want you to push us away. We don't want the deaf ear, but we want more of you. Come on, lift your hands if you want more of God. You are the God Almighty. I believe him to be a miracle worker. He is awesome. You're so good that we can't even describe it. Yeah. There's no way to explain. Spiritual feedings. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Oh, man, what an amazing song. That was Kara Sherrod, or Sherrod, and that was Be Free. And before we played that, the song before that is I Need You Now by Smokey Norful. A beautiful music. What a beautiful sound. What a beautiful way the Lord can use you. You know, if you heard that, you know, you can be free. And that's what I want to talk about right now is just being free. Being free of the excuses. Being free of the lies. Being free of the confusion. Being free of it all. You know, you have the opportunity. And I had to say that to myself. You know, being free of all the confusion and the lies and the frustration, you know, of the dysfunctional relationships, the dysfunctional family members, even the dysfunctional jobs, you got to be free of it. And when I say be free and we're talking about spiritual feeding. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in online. You know, it's been a while since I did spiritual feeding, and this is actually my first show back of doing spiritual feeding. Spiritual feeding was such a blessing to me when I was doing it that I had to bring it back. But, you know, for those who are just tuning in for the first time, spiritual feeding is all about lifting your spirit. No religion, no routine. You know, the physical man has starved us long enough. And now it's time for us to feed your spirit and build some muscle with God's word and the wisdom, making it stronger to fight back. Taking back your joy, yo. Take back your peace. Take back your love. Take back that stuff that God created within you. And it starts with that spiritual feeding each and every day. I'm glad I just played that song by Kira Sherrard, Be Free. Sometimes it's hard, and I've experienced too, because, you know, we ain't got to worry about the world. We got to worry about those that's close to us. Peep game, like your spouse. Yeah, your spouse, your husband, your wife, your mate, whoever. You know, your kids, people who we care about the most. The devil is going to try to use them, and he has used them to have you coming out of your character, to have you angry, have you upset and depressed, wondering why you can't do this and why you can't get it right and why my family treat me like this, why y'all don't appreciate me. See, if once we start to build our spirit, we come to realize that I don't need to worry about what y'all doing. See, I got to worry about what I have to do for me. Your spirit is totally different from mine. But if I start feeding my spirit, if I start meditating, I start working on that relationship with the Lord, and I said earlier in the show, repentance for me means renew or restart. So anytime I repent, I think about me renewing myself or me restarting this day. It's been plenty of times throughout the day as a full-time mother, a single mother, a full-time business owner, you know, a full-time woman of God. Everything I have to do, I have to remind myself that it's always God first, family second, and career third. Despite what my family is doing, despite what my friends is doing, despite what my clients are doing, despite all of that, I will stop in the middle and say, hold on, give me 1 second. Let me press the reset button. Because my joy, my peace, my happiness means so much to me. And the reason why it means so much to me, because I know Father God created me with it. He wants me to be happy. He wants me to have love. And now that I have grown into my wisdom, my 32 years of wisdom, my birthday just passed on the 20th, and I'm coming into my wisdom and realizing, and I had to learn how to let go of my family. Because for all those who know me, they know that, you know, my mother passed when I was 17 years old, and I took on the responsibility of my brother and my sister. My brother was 16 at the time, and my sister was 9 at the time. So basically, I went through life trying to cater to them and make sure they are okay. Now, we talking about 15, 16 years later, and they grown and doing their own thing. It was just recently, 2 years ago, that I let them go. My sister is married with a child. My brother is off doing his thing with a child. I had to let them go and live their life. And if I love them the way that I say I love them, if I love them with God's love, anything that's going on in their life that I don't agree with, it's my responsibility to take it to the Lord. Because guess what? My feeble thinking, I can't change their situation. Think about it. We cannot change anybody. And some of us, we get it early. Some of us, it takes us a little while longer to get it, that you can't change an individual. You can't change their situation. They have to change it for themselves. And not only do they have to change it for themselves, they have to want change. And I know it's a saying that, you know, you can't change a man and you can't change a woman. Yeah, this is very true, but you can change yourself. And I'm a living witness to this, because I have first started off praying over my family before they left out the door, just praying and saying, stop, wait a minute, stop. Father God, protect my family, Lord, or protect this person, Lord. Let no weapons be formed against them, shall prosper, shall work. Let no demons be formed against them, shall prosper, shall work, and give them traveling mercies as they come and go.
I did this for, and I still do it. I started about four, Makai's 11 now. 5 years ago, I started doing this. And you know my family now, they do that now. We pray over each other before we leave out the house. That's why it's so important for you, important for you to build your spirit. And I'm going to tell you, it's a daily thing and it's a daily fight because your physical man and your spiritual man is at war. Meaning the right and wrong is at war every day. But if we devote more time into meditating, talking to the Lord, reading his word, it will help us to be a lot more better and a lot more prepared and a lot more stronger to be able to change things in our life and our environment. I got this saying too. Don't let your current situation determine your identity. Meaning, if you live in the hood, it don't make you a hood rat. It don't make you a hood booger. You know? Or if you hang around a whole bunch of gangbangers, it don't make you a gangbanger. Or if you live in a poverty-stricken area, it doesn't mean that you are a poverty-stricken person. The word says wherever God plants you is where you to grow from. Grow, y'all. And I had to get this for my own self. I had to grow wherever I was at. And I've been in plenty hard and rough and poverty-stricken areas, but I thank God that I kept believing and I kept trusting God for what he was going to do, because I have went and got a women's devotional Bible. It's called the Women of Color Devotional Bible. I had no idea on how to pray. I had no idea on what the Word of God mean. And, you know, I really wasn't going to church like that. I go to church now. Now I enjoy visiting churches. But I would encourage everybody out there to get either a women's devotional Bible for yourself, daily women's devotional Bible, or get a man's daily devotional Bible. Because the reason why I say that on top of the Bible is because it's going to have situations and issues that target you and that you deal with as a man or a woman daily. So this is kind of like your food. This is helping you daily. You keep it with you when you wake up and you read it. And you can have it with your breakfast, however you want to do it, or whatever you want to do it. Just feed your spirit that day. I would actually say do it early in the morning before you get started with the day and going outside, so you can kind of be like prepared. It's kind of like putting on your gloves and putting your mouthpiece on, put your headpiece on before you go into the ring, before you boxing. You're not going to go into the ring without having some type of protection. So it's very important to get a devotional Bible. Take that time out and just invest that in for yourself. This was placed on my heart too, because some people was having some issues with church. Or having some church hurt or some church pain. Oh, such and such did this to me in a church, and such and such did that to me in a church, and the pastor, and the first lady, this, and that, and so forth. Here's the thing. You got to let that go. And I know y'all like, let it go. And that's why I love being like, that's why I don't like going to church, because they always doing this, and that, and so forth. I've been there too. I've been in, you know, churches where I'd be like, yo, all it is about the money. And it's a peanut gallery at every church. And understand, no matter how good a church is, it's always going to be a peanut gallery. I have seen pastors check the peanut galleries in the pulpit. But I'm saying that to say this. Don't let one church mess it up for millions of different churches around the world. If you're not getting your spiritual feeding in there, go visit another church. If you're not getting spiritually fed in the pastor, the deacon, the first lady, they'll tell you that. If you're not getting fed here, go somewhere else. You never know what God is trying to use you for. And the reason why before I go into another music break, because I got another great song I want to play for y'all. And you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, a spiritual feedings, 5 p.m. on the West, 8 p.m. on the East, each and every Sunday. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. If you want to speak out, if you want to give your comments on this, if you want to share your story, Just press the one button. It's all spiritual here. It's no religion. It's no routine. That's not how we get down. It's all about feeding your spirits here and releasing and building so you can be stronger for yourself and for those around you. But I wanted to say the reason why I push spiritual feeding so important because the spirit is the most important part of you. Let's think about this, y'all. The spirit can exist without the body, but the body can't exist without the spirit. So if your spirit is healthy, your body is going to be healthy. If your spirit is healthy and happy, then your life will be healthy and happy because the things that used to piss you off or make you mad or make you depressed or make you angry or make you lash out anymore, you're going to laugh at that and say, you know what, I love you anyway. God bless you. Because you're going to know that at that time, these people have feeble thinking. Your boss has feeble thinking. Your mate, your kids, they have feeble thinking, meaning that they're not thinking above or they're not thinking above the out of their spirit. They're not using their real talents that God has blessed them with. We got to be free and stop going back to the same thing and the same people doing the same things. I had to say that to myself too. Why you keep trying to go back and beat Jesus Jr. and trying to save these people? FYI, y'all, we are not Jesus Juniors. We got to stop that. But for our own peace, love, joy, and health, we got to start feeding our spirits. Let me go ahead and get into another song. JJ Hairston and Youthful Praise. Lord of All featuring Hezekiah Walker. We're going to get into this song, and when we come back, I'm going to get into a topic, which is March. Wow, March is already here. It's March 2nd, and all next week I'm going to be talking about faith, and I'm going to share a scripture with y'all in a short story, an application, a prayer about faith, and y'all will see it on my Facebook and everything on Twitter. So let's get into this song right here. I'll be right back. That's JJ Hairston with Youthful Praise, Lord of All, featuring Hezekiah Walker. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. It's your queen, Diva Ebony B. We getting the spiritual feeding in. I appreciate everybody that's tuning in live on the lines. Also, those who's tuning in online. Let's go ahead and get some love from the call lines. Of course, we want to welcome you guys to share y'all peace. 973-571. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from? 973-517, can you hear me? And if you have your mute on, guys, make sure you're taking your mute off. All right. Let's get back into this program right here. Of course, it's all about that spiritual feeding. And I told you guys before I went into the music break that I wanted to share a piece with you guys talking about faith. And it's so important that we talk about faith because faith is the only one of the most strongest things, is the only thing that's going to be able to, you know, hold us in those hard times, and having faith that God is going to provide and move things for us. So I wanted to share faith, and we're going to be talking about it all week. This week is all about faith, and it's saying stepping out. Wow. And it comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I'm going to say that again. It says, now faith, this is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We got to trust in God and stepping out, just stepping out. It says, Imani, I haven't seen you in ages. Justin exclaimed from the Campbell aisle. She embraced Imani with a grip of a long-lost friend. Can you believe it's been 15 years? Where are you? What are you up to, girl?
Where have you been? Actually, I just moved back home. After college, I worked my way up the ladder at a computer firm, but they were recently hit hard, so I moved back home. I thought there might be some opportunity or more opportunities here than in a smaller city, says Amani. I'm surprised I haven't seen you on the big screen yet. You were dynamic in our school plays, and you were always creating productions when we were growing up. True, but I've been out of the loop too long, and where do I start? Chicago has become a hotbed for film productions. You should go to some auditions. You never know what might happen. Pray about it. Ask God to order your steps and step on faith. You will be in the right place at the right time. Justin looked down at her watch. Look, I better run, Justin. Embrace Amani. I promise I'll be in touch. What is this thing called faith, you guys? Hebrews tell us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In essence, faith is our most basic need. For Christians, having faith means believing what we can't see, because we know God will direct us and supply our needs. We have all, at some point in our lives, wanted something new. Perhaps your desire was so strong that you felt the former life without the new in sight. The naysayers claimed you had lost your mind, but you knew it was time because you have faith in God. Naysayers claim that you have lost your mind, but you knew it was time because you had faith in God to direct you. You were certain of what was not yet in sight and positive that it was far better than what was behind you. You took a risk, left your comfort zone, and stepped out on faith. Now, this is how we can apply this. In a rapidly changing world of corporate merging and downsizing, only one thing is certain: God's promises. Today, reflect on promises made to you by others. Then consider the promises of God's word, the greatest of which is essential life for those who believe. Look up some of those promises in the scriptures, and I pray this out. Dear Heavenly Father, who omniscience directs me, you bless me with gifts that remain unopened. Sometimes I'm so caught up in a daily comfort zone that I lose sight of my hopes and dreams. They seem distant and unattainable. Help me each day to grow in the knowledge that I can trust you as I anticipate a fulfillment of your promise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We got to step out. Step out of the comfort zone. It's so important for us to step out of the comfort zone. A lot of us are so comfortable and familiar with the same old stuff that we can't even see that that's the same thing that's pulling us down, our comfortability. Our comfortability will pull us down. It will get us to a point that we don't even want to move, or we don't want to grow. We don't want to push forward. We don't want to have what God has for us because we're comfortable in our own mess. But then when all hell breaks loose and when things ain't looking right or going our way, then we want to call on God to get us out of it. And guess what? He does it. But it comes with some work from us. It comes with some work on our behalf. We have to do some things. And that's why I always say spiritual growth. You got to bring forth that spiritual growth, meaning you got to get up and meditate and pray every day. You got to talk with the Lord. You got to repent, reset, renew. I'm just saying, it's going to help us so much. And if it takes for you to start doing something more spiritually, if it takes for you to just go and pray with somebody or pray for somebody, or to start reading your Bible, start going to church. However you want to do it, just do it. It's going to work out for you, I guarantee you. God has a purpose and a plan for you. And I had to realize that myself. Spiritual feeding is the best thing that can happen to us because it starts to open our eyes to a lot of things. It starts to get us up out of our comfort zone. It starts to let us to see that, you know what, I deserve better than this, and I want more than this. This is not enough food for me to eat. You know, I went to church and I got the word for that day and it was all good. But now that church is over, you know, I'm back to me. Everywhere I gotta go, everywhere I go, I gotta take me with me. And now these people are not around to help me to build my spirit. And your pastor would tell you, seek the word for yourself. Don't just depend on me giving it to you. Seek the word for yourself. Go get your food. Just like we'll tell somebody, you know, that's not a visitor at our house or whatever, go fix your plate. I sat up here and cooked all this food all day. Go make you a plate. It's there. It's available to you. The food is available to you. You just got to be hungry enough to go and get it. And once you get hungry enough to go get it, oh, you're going to go get it. Trust and believe. And that's real. It's Diva Ebony B. You tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding right now. For those who are archiving the show and catching the show after the broadcast live, go ahead and click the follow button at the top left and follow the show when you can know when shows, so you can be alerted when shows are being coming on, so you can stay on top of it. And also leave a comment at the bottom of the page. Leave a comment at the bottom of the show right here. And if you want us to pray for you, just leave your name and just ask for prayer. We accept that. We will pray for you. Because when we come together, you know, we make it work. We are stronger together than divided. I'm going to another music break before we get. We're coming to about 14 minutes left in the show. So I'm going to another song right here called Let Go by Dwayne Woods. This is a great song. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Hezekiah Walker with Grateful. What a beautiful song. I'm grateful from my heart. It's flowing from my heart. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm just so grateful right now. I'm grateful for the opportunity to even be able to broadcast the show and talk about spiritual feeding. I'm grateful to be able to just be alive and be well and be able to speak and be in my right mind. I'm so grateful, Lord, and I thank you for that, because I know it's only you who have provided the way. And I'm grateful for everybody that has tuned in to the show. Man, I'm so grateful for you, and I hope that you have received a blessing from this today and received some tools to be able to strengthen and feed your spirit each and every day. We got to get these big, large, precious spirits. We can't be walking around here with these skinny, anorexic spirits. We got to really be able to get into this, and it's possible, y'all. You can do it. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday or what you was drinking, what you was smoking, who you was with, what sins you committed. You can always repent, renew, restart. Repent, renew, restart. Say it. Repent, renew, restart. You can do it. It's available. I'm about to get out of here. I want to just thank God and give him a big shout out for just blessing everything that he has for everybody who has tuned in and blessing my life and my family. You guys keep God first, family second, and career third. You can check me out tomorrow, 1 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. on the East at the Woman's the Woman Show. We having a Woman's the Woman Show tomorrow. And we will be talking about mind games tomorrow on the Woman's the Woman Show. So you're more than welcome to join us tomorrow, which is Monday. It will be the 3rd of March at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Or call in while you want to go from your phone, or you're at your job or you're at school, and listen by calling 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. Be blessed, you guys.